KJO time now, 9:34, and it's time to shine a light on hope. Got a community spotlight, eyewitness report. We call it all sorts of different things. Main things that draws attention to good things that are happening in the heart of our community, and hope is certainly at the heart. Was that a good segue, Michelle?
That was a great segue. Thanks for having me here.
Oh, it's so good. Michelle is here with Hope Equestrian, and we are a little bit familiar with that very special outreach to youth with, well, we're just going to say they're challenged. I think that's one way to do it, because we hate putting labels on anyone. But when they have special needs, sometimes it takes a special effort to really connect them and bring them up. And I know that's what Hope Equestrian is all about. Michelle, would you, just before we shamelessly promote a special event coming up, I'd like to know where you got involved with Hope and where your passion comes from.
Absolutely. I started volunteering with Hope with their Denim and Diamonds annual auction about 15 years ago.
Wow.
And I am not a horse person, okay. So I'm the opposite of everyone that volunteers at
That's
Hope.
Awesome.
However, my passion is people and events. I love helping with events. And so I started helping them 15 years ago, and about 4 years ago, I joined the board.
All right.
Yeah.
So you saw that. Now you are a horse person, whether you admit
now
it or not.
Now I am a horse person,
you sure.
Are.
You've been adopted. What a great background and a great passion to share. And I know I have a little bit of that in my background, not the horse thing, but when you find something that just catches your heart and you love making something out of it. And I think that's something that's very special. Fundraising events, when they're done well, are such a special way to connect for the actual cause and bring it up and bring it both to awareness. And, of course, we got to raise those funds, don't we?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Let's talk about this special event coming up. I think it's pretty neat.
All right. Well, we are excited to host our first annual Race for Hope Derby Night at our brand new facility that we just moved into in the last year.
Okay.
And it's going to be great. We have live music with Brothers Reed.
Yes.
We have a silent auction happening. We have a local Rogue Tap Trailer is serving amazing signature cocktails.
Perfect.
That are Kentucky Derby style drinks.
I love it.
We are going to be doing raffles, and we have a virtual horse race, basically.
Okay.
So we're going to be watching virtual horse races, and we're going to raffle.
Uh-huh.
The winners will be part of a raffle.
I think that's such a clever thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're hoping to raise funds to help us with our operations and scholarships.
You bet. And that's a big part of it.
Yeah.
And let's talk about the mission of Hope Equestrian. Yes, horses are part of it, but it's where you connect young children and even older children.
Absolutely.
With something that is naturally, most people who know anything about horses, they are a special animal, a special creation. The way that they bring people in and the way young people seem to be able to relate to them, and when they can't even relate to adult and human beings, the horse seems to bring them out.
Absolutely.
Is that what has been found? I know that started a long time ago, and we have, you know, lots of movies about that same phenomenon.
Yeah.
You know, and I listen to a lot of Western culture, you know, in my time, and it's always at the center is the horse and how special an animal it is. So
absolutely. I think it can be about the emotional connection and relationship they develop with the horse. They also gain confidence and communication skills.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for some, it's the physical aspect. A horse's gait is similar to a human's.
Uh-huh.
And because of this, riding a horse builds trunk strength and overall muscle strength.
Okay. So you can actually make something happen physically to that young person.
Absolutely.
Over time. Now, this is not a ride and stop. This is something that goes on. It becomes part of their lives. And part of their life habit.
Yes, absolutely. We play games, do puzzles, obstacle courses, and patterns. And for some, they could be learning shapes, colors, or words. And for others, they could be working on memorization. And for some, it's just getting out and having something to look forward to each week.
Very good. You bet.
Yeah.
So this is a continuing thing. And they do become horse people.
They do. They do become horse people. And they, you know, end up volunteering and helping out at Hope also.
And I know you'll have them there.
Yeah.
So that's just part of it. You're going to have personal stories there. It'll be a very special event around special folks with something that's really a part of the heart of our community. I love it when I see something working and really doing what it was intended to. And you with 15 years of involvement with this, pretty special for you to come up and say, okay, I'm going to put my name on the line now. So good
yeah.
on you.
Yeah, we a lot of our volunteers are long-term volunteers, and that says something about the organization.
It sure does, because, it's easy to get excited about something. It's hard to stay excited. When you see the mission being accomplished, even though there are many challenges along the way, you have to know that for sure, you stay with it because it is that worthy.
Absolutely.
When's the event coming up, Michelle?
It's this Saturday, October 5th.
Okay.
At our Hope Equestrian Center facility.
And that is?
77 Riley Road in Eagle Point.
Eagle Point, 77 Riley Road. It's worth the drive. You can take the back way. That's country. That's horse country.
It is horse country, and it's beautiful.
Again, 77 Riley Road, that's Eagle Point.
Yes.
And it's a very special new facility, and I know you're proud of it. But we're going to get this hometown to get over to that other hometown and make sure it happens. Because I know we have representatives here in the Grants Pass area for Hope Equestrian.
Absolutely.
As well.
I mean, we serve all of Southern Oregon.
You bet.
Yeah.
And we are a horse town here.
Yes.
Some people forget that we are a horse town, have been for a long time. And I was part of a lot of that horse culture back in the day, not being a horse guy myself, but just being on the outside of it and seeing how important it was in the community. That's kind of my background with it. Plus, they've always fascinated me.
Yeah. The so horse community is pretty amazing.
You bet it is.
Pretty amazing.
I met some wonderful folks there. Now I get to say I met you, too.
Yes, absolutely.
How about that?
Absolutely. I'm happy to be here, and I really appreciate you supporting us.
That is our pleasure, really, and all blessings to you and all involved there.
Thank you.
And I hope it's a very successful event in getting you some much-needed funds, but also bringing that awareness here and more people into the program.
Absolutely.
That's first and foremost.
Yeah.
All right. Hope.
Thank you.
Love that word you can't go wrong with, ever.
No.
All right. Have a blessed day, Michelle.
Thank you.
Good to meet you. And remember that event, 77 Riley Road, Eagle Point, this Saturday. What time, Michelle?
5 to 9.
5 to 9. Good full evening.
Yes.
Plan on it. Make it an affair. That's the way we do that. Stay right here.
Hi, Chuck.